This is from Weird Sisters by Terry Pratchett. As the cauldron bubbled, an eldritch voice shrieked, "When shall we three meet again?" There was a pause. Finally, another voice said, in far more ordinary tones, "Well, I can do next Tuesday." "Well, I'm babysitting on Tuesday," said the one with no hat, but a thatch of white curls so thick she might have been wearing a helmet. "For our Jason's youngest. I can manage Friday. Hurry up with the tea, love. I'm that parched." The junior member of the trio gave a sigh and ladled some boiling water out of the cauldron into the teapot. The third witch patted her hand in a kindly fashion. "You said it quite well," she said. "Just a bit more work on the screeching. Ain't that right, Nanny Og?" "Very useful screeching, I thought," said Nanny Og hurriedly. "And I can see Goody Whimper, may she rest in peace, gave you a lot of help with the squint." "It's a good squint," said Granny Weatherwax. The junior witch, whose name was Magrat Garlic, relaxed considerably. She held Granny Weatherwax in awe. It was known throughout the Ramtop Mountains that Mistress Weatherwax did not approve of anything very much. If she said it was a good squint, then Magrat's eyes were probably staring up her own nostrils. Magrat's hands shook slightly as they made the tea. Of course, it was all very gratifying, but it was a bit nerve-wracking to start one's working life as village witch between Granny and, on the other side of the forest, Nanny Og. It had been her idea to form a local coven. She felt it was more, well, a cult. To her amazement, the other two had agreed, or, at least, hadn't disagreed much.
"An oven?" Nanny Og had said. "What do we want to join an oven for?"
"She means a coven, Githa," Granny Weatherwax had explained. "You know, like in the old days, a meeting."
"A knees up?" said Nanny Og hopefully.
"No dancing," Granny had warned. "I don't hold with dancing, or singing, or getting overexcited, or all that messing about with ointments and similar."
"Does you good to get out," said Nanny happily.